Republicans say repeal of some mandates on communities is at local government's request. But a community leader and the head of a local library system both say the idea of letting cities and counties charge for information in libraries is appalling. La Crosse Public Library Director Tom Strange says library service is, of course, never free. Everybody pays through taxes.
The reason traditionally we've paid for it that way is because we believe it should be equal access, that everybody should be able to come in and get the information they need. And I would hope that that would still be a bottom line, because I think it's a First Amendment issue and would be challenged all the way up through the courts.
Strange says the idea of the country's founding fathers was that everyone should have the information they need, and that's why publicly funded libraries exist. He says libraries help narrow the gap between the haves and have-nots. La Crosse Mayor John Mettinger agrees and says it's a travesty to consider making public libraries into bookstores.
Libraries have served an important function in this country since, you know, the colonial days, when people treasured reading much more than we do today and treasured any kind of a printed document. And the one thing that's the beauty of America and the beauty of democracy is that people read and think for themselves. And somehow to make that access limited based upon your ability to pay is just an appalling idea.
Mettinger finds it hard to believe local government could be in such a serious financial situation as to consider making people pay for access to local libraries. Besides, he says the economy is coming back. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.